It's a lie!
Shouted the shocked pastor. He stood there dumbfounded, rehearsing in his mind the slanderous statement he had just heard. A New York radio pastor had begun his Easter morning broadcast propagating a devastating heresy.
Good morning, the radio pastor greeted. It's Easter. You know, folks, it really doesn't make any difference to me if Christ be risen or not. As far as I'm concerned, his body could be dust in some Palestinian tomb. The main thing is, his truth goes marching on.
Motivated by the smooth, twisted words of the apostate radio minister, the determined pastor delivered a powerful sermon on the risen Savior that morning in his California church. Again at the evening service, he spoke adamantly about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That night, he sat down to spend some time with his wife. As they talked, the pastor still felt a compelling need to do further battle for the truth against the heresy that he had heard that morning. He expressed this desire to his attentive wife. Listen here. Her countenance broke into a wide grin. It's time you did that which you can do best. Why don't you write a song about it? Then maybe you'll feel better, and you'll have something that will go on telling the story. As with many of the great hymns we sing today, it was the vision of